Hey Divan Nation, today's episode we're at Ray's Place in Akron, Ohio. We're taking a tour of the Midwest with four beers of all different kinds. I found three ways that beer is good for you, which gives you the encouragement to have one today. Isn't it all about living healthy, right? Test your beer knowledge with my quiz and so much more. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Beer Diva Show, where wine is dumb and the craft beer world has taken over the dull American beer scene once and for all. I'm your host, Dr. Brewski, and today we are at Ray's Place. If you guys haven't been here, you make sure that you come down in Fairlawn on the west side of Akron to partake in some tasty beverages. They've got 60 handles on the menu that rotate all the time. Of course, they have their favorites that they keep, but most of the time they are exploring East Coast, West Coast, a little international, and definitely beers from Ohio. So make sure you check them out. Their food is spectacular. They've got salads, they've got wings, they've got tons of sandwiches, and my family and I usually come here at least a couple times a month, sometimes more, because of course the beer diva needs to get her malty beverages in, right? So anyway, today's episode, we are going to partake in some tasty beverages all around the Midwest. So I chose an Ohio beer, I've got a PA beer, actually two Ohio beers, a Pennsylvania beer, and a Wisconsin beer to try. So of course, we're gonna start with my favorite part of the show, and that is beer reviews. It's beer review time. Okay, the first beer we're going to try is out of Wisconsin, and this is called Central Waters Bourbon Barrel Scotch Ale. The ABV on this, woohoo, 12%. I'm starting off strong. Starting off strong for this show. Woo, we gotta shake it out here, 12%. I mean, this is not your grandfather's Budweiser or Schlitz. You know what I mean? That stuff is nothing, all watered down, nothing compared to this. So this is a Scotch ale and it's aged in bourbon barrel. So it's gonna have, those characteristics of bourbon, that smokiness, that woodsy kind of flavor. As you can see, very, very dark, right? Almost black, you know? It kind of reminds me of this next one, which is a porter. I mean, if you look at the two, they're pretty much dead on. This one might be a little bit more lighter brown. But the ABV on this is 12. So let's give it a smell and see what we pick up. So I pick up that wininess right away. Usually if you get anything over, I would say 8%, in any type of beer, you get that winey taste and that winey smell, and I definitely pick that up here. I pick up roasty toasty notes too, not so much as in a porter or a stout, but I can tell it's definitely gonna be earthy and woodsy and deep and rich in its flavor. All right, let's give it a try. Whoa, definitely got that winey taste. You're not gonna wanna drink a ton of this, right? A, it's 12% alcohol, so it is gonna knock you off your feet, and they'll probably give it to you in a real small, 10 ounce, 9 ounce, 8 ounce little cup. little glass. So, you know, you're going to want to just sip and enjoy this one. So right away, the first thing I get is that wininess flavor. Then after I swallow, and it's real crisp too, almost like, you know, you get that spike from an alcoholic beverage, like a spirit, right? Where it kind of punches you right in the face as soon as you drink it, right? Afterwards is when I get the roasty toasty, a little coffee-ish. A little chocolatey. And that kind of lingers on your tongue. So my review for the Central Waters Bourbon Barrel Scotch Ale is 8.1. It's a little too winey for me. I've had others in the past that are up there in the alcohol content, but don't have that like stingy, alcohol-y flavor. That's not my favorite. I can't do that. I loved the roasty toasty notes on the back after I swallow and it lingers on the back of my tongue. But I don't necessarily like that alcohol punch that comes as soon as it hits your tongue. So not necessarily my favorite. But Wisconsin, we still love you. Go Badgers, right? The second beer I'm gonna try today is called the Mad Cap. And it's got an acronym, which I'm not sure what it stands for, but we're gonna post that here below, right? SLATFATC. The ABV on this is 6.3%, and it's an American porter. So right away, I'm starting with the big girls, right? Pump it up. So as you can see, dark black, right? That's classic porter. Very, you know, roasted, toasted type of scent. I don't get a lot of coffee at all, which is good. I'm not particularly a big coffee fan. Sometimes porters are a little more roasty toasty than a stout. Usually a stout will be a little more coffee-ish, at least the ones that I've tried. All right, let's give it a taste. Ooh, I have absolutely no bitterness at all. I get nice and smooth notes, definitely roasted malt here. Like very woodsy, earthy tones to it. Definitely lingers on the back of your tongue. Not a lot of effervescence, so not very bubbly at all. This is a very smooth drinking beer. Mmm. I definitely like that. Go Madcap. So my review for Madcap SLATFATC is 8.9. Yes, I really enjoyed that. I'm going to definitely finish that when I get done. Very smooth, roasty toasty. You know, yes, you better have your mate either give you a breath mint afterwards or drink the same thing because it does linger on your tongue, that taste. But, you know, when the leaves start falling in the fall time or even in the winter, especially here in the Midwest, this is a great, great beer to keep you warm, okay? So make sure you check out Madcap. All right, the next beer I'm gonna try is from Pennsylvania. It's Trogues Field Study. The ABV on this is 6.2%. So we went from the dark side and now we're gonna go with the light side. So right away, you get that straw color. It is a little bit hazy, but real light. Let me see what the other one is, which is a Gosa. Yeah, the ghost is definitely cloudy. This one's just real light to light straw color, right? It's got a nice head on it, lots of effervescence. Right away, I get that citrusy hops. So this is gonna be a little hoppy. I didn't see the IBUs on it because, you know, of course, I'm not a hophead, but definitely that sweet citrusy smell. Lemons, orangey, maybe even a little grapefruit. That's kind of what it smells like, is grapefruit. All right, let's give it a taste. Okay, real, real light. Very light on your mouth, on your tongue. Yes, it's a little hoppy, maybe a little bit more than what I would particularly like. However, it doesn't stay. It's so light that it doesn't linger, and once you swallow it, it kind of leaps, right? It almost tastes like it's a little watered down. So it's not so strong of that hoppy flavor. Like, as it smells hoppy, it definitely doesn't taste as hoppy as what it smells. When you smell it, it's very strong hop aroma. But compared to the flavor, not as bad. Now, to me, it's not as citrusy as what it smells as what it tastes like. It's almost a little more perfumey tasting, maybe herbal. Not so much of what it smells. It smells more like a citrus. So my rating for the Trogues Field Study IPA is 7.8. Yeah, it kind of tastes a little watered down to me, and of course I'm not a hophead, so I might be a little harsh with this beer. Lady Faye might enjoy this. I'm just not sure. But anyway, you know, it is what it is, and it's my show, so I get to do what I want, right? All right, the fourth and final tour of the Midwest, we're going back to my homies, the Buckeye State, Ohio. This is Wolf Ridge's Visgosa 211. And I always mispronounce. It's spelled G-O-S-E. But I kept saying gose, gose, gose. Some people call it a gose. But I looked it up for the dictionary, and I'm studying for my Cicerone, and it's gosa. I don't know why they spell it the way they do, but it's pronounced gosa. Gosa. So there's a little trivia for you today. Gosa. Gosa. So, you know, this is, you know, a fruit sour, right? The ABV on this is 4%. So right away, a little hazy, okay? But light color, just like the Trogues, okay? Very similar to that. A lot of effervescence here. I really smell that tartness of some type of fruit. It's not necessarily cherry. Not sure what kind of fruit it is, but it smells tart to me. All right, let's give it a whirl. Oh yeah, if you like a tart sour, definitely sour. Like, this is like one of those tart like candies that your kids probably eat. I can't even remember what they're called, but like my son totally loves them. I can't remember. But anyway, tart, like it makes you want to like almost like pucker tart. But very refreshing, very light, but that tartness is strong, man. And it lingers, and it actually gets more tart as it travels over your tongue. You could totally drink this, you know, during the warmer months. I mean, you could enjoy this any time of year, but during the warmer months, would you necessarily be drinking this all night? No, because of that tartness. Unless you just love that kind of flavor, you know, probably one is going to be good because it is so tart, but very refreshing and very delicious. So my review for the Wolf's Ridge Viscosa 211 is 9.1. I mean, I love the Gosas, you know, I love them. I wouldn't necessarily drink this all night because it's that tart and that kind of bitter, not necessarily hoppy bitter, but more just tart and sour. But it's a very good beer. It's very, like, this is quintessential, maybe more concentrated Gosa than what I've had from other places, but very, very delightful. Loved it. So next up, stay with us because I'm going to be talking about healthy, hoppy health tips. It's Hoppy Health Tips. All right, we're back and we're going to talk about hoppy health tips. Why is beer actually good for us? And where I got this information from is Everyday Health, and it's an article by Ann Harding. Three ways that beer is good for you. Number one, beer fights inflammation. Hops give beer its tangy, bitter taste. These bright green buds are also chock full of chemicals known as bitter acids, which have an array of health-promoting effects. Bitter acids are powerful anti-inflammatory fighters, according to a 2009 laboratory study published in the Molecular Nutrition and Food Research. One type of bitter acid called humulone offers promise for both preventing and treating viral respiratory infections. In a 2013 study funded by Japanese beer manufacturer Sapporo. So just think about that. Drink a little beer, joints are working good, lubes you up. All right, the second way that beer is good for you. Beer aids in digestion. Those same bitter acids not only help to fight inflammation, but they also improve digestion. A 2012 study published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry looked at five types of German and Austrian beer and found that each triggered the release of gastric acid from stomach cells. The more bitter acids a beer contained, the greater the response. Gastric acid is both used for digesting food in the stomach and controlling the growth of dangerous gut bacteria. So not only does it help break down the food, but it helps our gut be able to absorb it and release it to the rest of the body. Who knew, right? So the third way that beer is good for you is beer may prevent some cancers. Lots of chemicals found in beer have shown promise in preventing or even treating cancer, although studies so far have been in petri dishes and rodents. One type of bitter acid, yet again from the hops, is called lupulone. So you've got humulone and lupulone, which wiped out tumors in rats with colon cancer who consumed it in their drinking water, according to a 2007 study published in Carcinogenesis. So who would have known? Those are three ways that beer is good for you: inflammation, digestion, and gut bacteria, keeping it in homeostasis, and also it can fight cancer. So make sure you go out and drink one of these fine malty beverages. It keeps the body good, right? Stay with us, because next up, beer quiz. It's quiz time, quiz time, quiz time, quiz time. All right, it's time for beer quiz. Question number one. Which of these has not been used as a flavor in a commercial beer? Is it A, pizza? Is it B, curry? Or is it C, cheese? And the answer is C, cheese. So the first one was pizza. The beer called Show Me the Honey was developed by Seven Brothers, and supposedly it tastes like a, you know, cheese pizza, okay? It's very bready and a little bit cheesy, right? The second one was curry, right? Indra Kanindra from Ballast Point Brewing Company, which is out somewhere in California, uses curry spices in their beer. Now, I'm not a big curry fan, so that's definitely not something that I would be trying, but the only thing left to do is develop the cheese, right? Question number two, which is the largest hop-producing countries in the world? Is it A, China? Is it B, Germany? Or is it C, the U.S.? And the answer is B, Germany. The EU production of hops is around 50,000 tons per year, and Germany leads the way. Wow, those Germans, they're all about their beer, right? Grow that hops and brew that beer. Love it. Question number three, what mineral is in craft beer that's good for your bones? Is it A, calcium? Is it B, phosphate? Or is it C, silicone? And the answer is C, silicone. Silicone helps increase bone density. Who would have thought? So bone density from silicone. You've got the humulone from the hops that helps with digestion and inflammation. And then the lupulone, which helps prevent cancer. So, I mean, come on. If you are not drinking a beer at least once a week, what good are you, right? You want to live healthy and strong and for a long time? Have a fine beverage. So that's it for the show today. Thank you, Raise Place here in Fairlawn, for hosting us today and allowing us to kind of deep dive and search and go around the Midwest finding some of their fine beverages to try today. We went from the dark side to the light side, sampling beers from Wisconsin, the good old Buckeye State of Ohio, and Pennsylvania. So make sure you get out and have a nice malty beverage with a friend today. Remember, you can tell them it's good for your health, and being a friend of yours, I want to make sure you live a nice and long, healthy life. Make sure you subscribe and give us a thumbs up so that it gets out into the YouTube algorithm and helps us to get more subscribers. We just hit 503 subscribers and we need some more, so more people just like you guys can enjoy our entertaining show and give you a clue on what type of beers you may want to try, right? And remember, don't worry, be happy!